New York environmental groups are reacting today to Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposal to exempt dairy farming from clean water protection rules to support yogurt production in the state. He made the announcement at a yogurt summit in Albany yesterday. Yogurt is the trendy food right now, as it is low in sugar but high in protein. There are yogurt bars springing up in Soho and on Park Avenue, and Cuomo is keen to make New York the yogurt state. Several manufacturers have spent millions of dollars in building plants in Batavia and Johnstown, and across the state, there are 49 such plants. And the business is booming. In just 5 years, according to the Associated Press, sales of yogurt have doubled to $1.6 billion. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Kate Hudson, Watershed Program Director for Riverkeeper, one of the groups that is concerned about the proposal to lift clean water protections rules.
He's proposing to deregulate dairy farms that fall between 199 cows and 299 cows. These farms are currently required to get a concentrated animal feeding operation permit, and that permit requires them to put in structural controls that would be in place to make certain that animal waste does not reach waters of the state, streams, rivers, lakes. If they are deregulated, if they are not required to get that permit, they would not be required to put those structural controls in place. Other environmental organizations in Riverkeeper put out a statement yesterday expressing our deep concern about moving in that direction. It was announced as taking effect immediately, which just heightened our concern. That was clarified later that, in fact, there would have to be a rulemaking, a regulatory action taken, and so that there would be an opportunity for public input.
Why is Governor Cuomo doing this?
There's a couple of reasons that we can understand. Hopefully there will be more clarity when there's actually an opportunity for a public back and forth. The idea is to boost milk production in New York State, to make that milk available to the yogurt industry, which, as I understand it, particularly the Greek yogurt industry, that industry or making of Greek yogurt requires significantly more milk than making a regular yogurt. And at the moment, New York farms are not able to keep up with the demand from companies like Chobani. And so the solution that has been proposed is to encourage farms that are currently in the under 200 cow category to bring more cows into their operations and therefore up their production of yogurt. Our point is that we are certainly supportive of that and supportive of the farms being able to expand their businesses, but it should not be a choice between either we allow the farms to grow or we protect the environment. We think that there are options out there to support the farms in having their agricultural practices be protective of the environment. It's in our interests as citizens. It's in their interests. They have to use water as well. So it is not an either-or choice, and unfortunately it's being presented as that.
Without these regulations, what happens?
We have not been told what the government's, what the governor's, what DEC's plan is in the alternative. We can only guess. There has been some talk, nothing, official, that these farms would be required to enroll in best management practices. Although there should definitely be best management practices advice and support available to these farms, that is not the same as having a regulatory requirement for structures that will prevent releases that could be catastrophic.
Generally, where are these farms in the state? Are they across the state?
They are across the state, although the yogurt makers themselves are not in northern New York. They're more in the southern tier, south central area. And so it's a question, which of these, areas of the farms will benefit more from the yogurt manufacturers looking for supplies. I would assume the entire state, but yes, they are spread throughout the state.
Right. When there aren't these protections, what happens to the water quality?
These protections were put in place at both the federal and the state level because of concerns that these concentrated animal feeding operations were bringing about. And certainly we've heard about them down in North Carolina and other areas. And there were, in fact, catastrophic releases of animal waste to various water bodies that were intended to be addressed by the requirements of these permits. And so we can only assume that it raises the risk that these will occur in the future. And we don't see that there needs to be a gutting of the existing water quality protection laws in order to encourage an industry to grow. We think that there are alternatives and that those alternatives should be explored before any final decisions are made.
Kate Hudson is the Watershed Program Director for Riverkeeper. She spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.